Welcome to Client Stories. Hi guys, I'm here again with one of my lovely clients, and today I'm speaking to Peter just to find out a bit more about his experience of using stories and to find out what him and his wife Helen are up to next. So nice to see you again, Peter.
And you, Ian.
How are you?
Great, yeah, really good, thank you.
Good, good. So could you just start by telling me and our viewers why you're selling this lovely property?
Well, we've been here for 18 years. It's been a fabulous place to live. It's been a lovely house. And we've really enjoyed the village of Hartford. Really just looking for a change and to move on to the next stage in our life where we can kick back a little and enjoy the good life.
Good. Well, that sounds fantastic. And I think, I know that your little lad was raised here and he's now flown the nest to a degree, is that correct?
Yeah, so yeah. He's got on really well. The schools around here, as you'll know, are great. Yeah. And he got on really well. He's gone to Warwick University, where he is currently, and he's getting on very well.
So could you also just talk me through how you found the experience of stories, but maybe first of all, touch on if you had any reservations about using my company locally?
Well, initially we had absolutely none. Before we even started to sell the house, before we even thought of it, we saw your presence, particularly in social media, and we were very impressed with your sort of innovative approach to getting your customers out there and also getting your own name and your own business out there. So we sat down on a lovely sunny day and had a meeting. And at that point, the market was incredibly busy, and our only reservation really was how busy you were and your company.
Okay.
We feared that having signed on the dotted line, so to speak, that the back office might not be able to support our sale. But you know, thankfully, you proved us wrong, and the only reservation that we had was fruitless. We were very happy.
So. Tell me about the process then, how you found that. Obviously, we came and prepared our marketing, our video and our viewings.
Yes, well, I mean, right from the start, you told us what your process was, what each step would be, and you kept us very clearly in the picture. The WhatsApp group that you created kept myself, Helen, even Jake, the whole family were in touch with your whole team. So at any point in time, we felt that if we didn't know something, quick message, and we always got a quick response even late in the evening, so really well informed right throughout.
Good, thank you. So, how you felt we were value for money wise in terms of the price we achieved and the time scale that took?
Right, well, I think we were a little nervous because you were a little more expensive than some of the other quotes that we had. But on balance, we felt that it wasn't all about how much money we were going to pay you, it's how much money our buyer was going to pay us.
Yeah.
Having tried to sell previously at a lower commission rate and not got on terribly well, we were happy to pay a bit more for what we believed was going to be a superior service.
Good.
And yeah, it's proved to be value for money.
Obviously today is Tuesday, this coming Friday is move day.
Yes.
what you guys can't see is all these boxes that are behind the camera here. It all looks very smart, doesn't it, on the camera?
Mm.
So the Friday's D-Day and you're off?
Yes. Well, it's actually, we're moving over 2 days.
Okay, of course, yeah.
Because we've got a small business to move as well as the house. But yes, we're very much looking forward to it. And, you know, getting to this point from where we were only a few weeks ago, it's moved incredibly quickly. And part of that is due to the huge interest that you generated with the initial launch of the property with the video and the photos.
Yes, indeed. And it's also that process of sales progression, isn't it? So hounding the solicitors and the other agents above you and below you to get it to exchange of contracts.
Yes.
Which we've now done, haven't we?
Yeah, we have indeed.
Fab. Well, thanks very much for your time, Peter.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too. And all the best for you and Helen.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.